hackers, comrades, friends. It's our honor to close this event today. So 30 more minutes of Congress, and that's us. And then, of course, a lot of takedown and trying to bring that place back into a normal state. So welcome to this. My name is Gabriela.
And my name is Aline.
I probably feel the same as you do about the Congress. There's so much to see, so many things going on. You only see a small fraction. So we are not even able to present to you everything that's happened. So we tried to give you an idea. We tried to talk about what was important for us. I'm not sure who managed to get the bingo. I almost did. I had more than 2 meals a day and more than 6 hours of sleep. I needed it. Some of you are still younger. That's just impressive. So many things going on, so many art installations, so many teams that were here, collectives, hacker spaces, political movements that represented, so many talks on the big stages, talks on the small stages, interesting installations that do weird things. I like the mechanical piano that was out in the foyer, right, where the tape was running. Apparently an original from the 19th century that was made to work there, and the holes were from a map of the stars. So if the music sounded weird to you, that's why it was the night sky that was playing there. Some more art installation. I'm not sure who has been to Geheimfortzett by Geheimorga. They're always good for a pun on the Congress. Lots of cat ears, as you might have noticed. And a common scheme was so for those who don't read German, it says sleep is no replacement for caffeine. Oh.
We have here Chaos Post for the Bühne, Saal
1. I think Chaos Post just sent me mail. Shut down Congress now. Return to legal instructions. Thanks at all for an awesome event. Best, Sesgath. I think this goes to all to you. Yes, of course, the Chaos Post. I talked in the opening about ways to experience the Congress and recommended becoming an angel and helping. Another very good one is go to Chaos Post and start distributing mail for them, right? Because you will get to know many places, many people, and you will learn something new about the people who are here and get to know them, do a lot of walking. So check out the Chaos Post. They're awesome. So we also had some impossible things. Nothing is unhackable, but you can always have a bar that's not hackable to consume alcohol. I especially love the creativity. Yeah, the translation for international guests, it says, do not put spice on the pigeons. Also, do not disallow things that's not allowed because of security. I always like the phone system at Congress. It's essentially the core of operations here. Nothing gets done without a working DECT system. And it started to grow and multiply. So there's a GSM network that you might or might not have seen. And I think not many people in the world have a working ISDN installation. So, and maybe a personal message on this one. So there were two systems for running ISDN that were in use in Germany back in the time. The one was the one we see here, the EVSD by Siemens. The other one was called S12, System 12, by Alcatel, SAL Alcatel, which was an adoption of the ITT phone switching system to the German market. Hardware exists. We couldn't find any software for that. If you happen to know someone who had worked on S12 back in the days and still has backups of the software, reach out to me, please. So,
well, it was my first time here at the Congress, and I can say, I mean, what a wild community. What a wild event. Oh my God, there is so much drive, even now after 4 days of full-on program here in this room. And I mean, to be honest, a constant sense of FOMO. This was crazy. And what really impressed me was that there are so many different ways of creating community here. So I tried to capture a few of them. First of all, there's the Blind Decked, where you can find a lot of different things, among them hackers seeking places to do raclette on New Year's Eve. I hope you've found someone by now. Otherwise, go there and you can still get in touch with each other. In addition to that, there are these many open spaces, even outside of the talks, where you just see people bumping into each other, meeting each other in front of the Spezi, in front of the wine bar, random strangers just hanging out, and also people who haven't seen each other probably for a year. This is so great. Then we touched on Geheim-VZ. It wasn't easy, to be honest. Like, since I'm new here, I didn't even get in. But at least I managed to find some friends who did. And yeah, there are very interesting discussions going on there. Rules about rules. Who can Gruschel, and how do you give feedback on Gruscheling? Very nice. Also here, a lot of lazy people meeting. Some people even so lazy that they don't bother to create a username. yeah, very, very special community, I would say. Then a lot of activity on Mastodon. Great. And even activity on the street. There was also a protest which started here at the Congress, walked around Hamburg to really show opposition to biometric surveillance. This is, it's all merging, the digital and the analog. And another common thread is that people here are learning together, and that, well, when I asked around, what did you learn? What I found interesting is that the common thread is that people said, well, learning is challenging, and overcoming a certain fear isn't easy. And I think it's great that people do that. Like, they come here between Christmas and New Year's Eve, and they really go out of their comfort zone and learn something together. So who of you has tried something new here? Raise your hand. Wow, this is a lot of people. This is really great. And here, I mean, what you see is, I think 2 days ago around midnight, I was like, I really want to learn soldering. So how do I do this? Maybe I just go downstairs and try it out. And to be honest, doing this on your own, I found out, is a little challenging, because I wasn't quite sure whom to ask and how to do this. And then what I saw is that a lot of people could take the QR code off the pack they purchased. And somehow when I did this, the QR code led me to a range of instructions, just not for my model. So I was a little lost, but luckily I had a very supportive neighbor, and yeah, so something came together. I still don't have a battery, so I guess when I come home I'll get a battery and see if it does any blinking. But that's what it is about, right? Like, it's not about succeeding, it's about trying it and making it work the best way you can. And thanks again to the person who helped me at midnight. And the other way in which people challenge themselves here, I think, is that, well, on Mastodon, when I was looking through the entries for Congress, I actually noticed that social anxiety seemed to be quite a common theme that I also can relate to. So again, I'd be curious to see who of you has talked to someone they didn't know before. Raise your hands. I mean, it looks like it's pretty much everyone, which is great. This is about community, right? Mm-hmm. I tried to do the math for myself, and I think I probably talked to like about 100 new people. So like, I mean, it's only 25 a day, right? So I can't promise that I will remember all of the names, but this is really what I came here for, to again meet people I already know, but also grow this community and meet people from different communities, because this is what we need, especially in these dark political times. So thanks, really. I feel so inspired, so motivated. It's been a really great experience.
Okay. So we had that infrastructure talk with a lot of numbers, so I'm not going to repeat all of that, but just some statistics. We had 15,000 participants, which is a lot. And I'm also very happy to see that it's not just old people, right? I talked about we always wanted to be an open event, an open society, and not like an hermetic, close-knit esoteric circle of elite people. No, knowledge grows when you share it. And so I'm very happy to see that we had 400 up-and-coming hackers, so age 12 to 18. On day three, we had a trainee day, so people who just started their job could get in here for cheap and look at that. And the statistics that blows my mind the most is that we had about 800 people under 12 here. That's not a precise number because they didn't get tickets. They did get a wristband, so we had to count the wristbands to see how much we gave out. Might have been more. Then that one is also very, very impressive. 3,500 people worked as angels, did some shifts here, worked at least one shift. And the number of volunteer work that's going in here is staggering. And this is just what we have in the official system. This is what we track. So these are the angel shifts that are official shifts. We keep logs on the crews that do the setup and teardown. So we're looking at 6 calendar years in total of work that's been done. But of course, on top of that is the work that all the different villages put in, the different communities put in to set up their stuff. The work that speakers do to present here and prepare. And I think I said it before, I said it again, this is not something that you could have on a commercial scale, and only works because we're working together, the community. So big thanks to everyone who invested their time, their money to making this happen. Then I talked about the first Congress I was in 1994, right? And there was a dedicated room for the Hexen, for the female hackers. And there were a whopping two of them, Rena and Barbara. Hello, you two. And there came up a discussion, do we really need to have a separate space for women? Does it make sense? We don't have any anyways. And this was a heated debate. And then a third woman came in, that was Tina Lorenz. Hi, Tina. And she won that discussion with Tim. And we're very bit interested to see where that's going. And these are statistics from the Angel system. You can specify your pronouns there. Not everybody does, but from the ones that do, we have about, let's call that 60% male. Then about, let's call that 30% female, and then about 20% non-binary. For a community that revolves around tech, that's spectacularly good. Still room for improvement, though. So we have the same statistics for the speakers on the main stages. There it's, I would call that 2/3 male, and then we have 25% female and some non-binary and some we couldn't really figure out, do we care? So we didn't ask them, and I think that's also a very good development. One of the heroes of our time, Gisèle Pelicot. Many women have stories to tell. If you talk to women, they all know somebody who was raped. If you talk to men, they don't know any rapists. She had the courage to go out there and make sure everything is presented in court. She had the courage to make sure that her 60 or so rapists ended up in prison. And I know many, many women who look up to her and are very, very proud for what she did. So we had stickers from her at the Congress as well. And of course, that's a topic that's also relevant for us as a community. Just to give two examples of debates that I had. One is Julian Assange. There are more women than the ones that were named publicly. These are women that didn't want their lives destroyed by going to court. And they kept silent about it. But rest assured that this wasn't entirely a CIA setup. We have the complaints about Richard Stallman, and again, we have people defending him, but he's such a great tech guy, he's so important for us. No, we cannot tolerate that. We need to make sure that we don't keep people in our communities just because of the technical merits. They also need to have the social merits. And I think I'm speaking in the name of the Chaos Computer Club and its organizations when I say that we've been working on that. We have institutions like an awareness team. We have a Schiedsstelle that arbitrates cases. But we realize it's not perfect yet. And we're committed to improving the situation.
So coming back to the theme of this year's Congress, illegal instructions, what have we learned? We have learned that we cannot trust the state. We have seen... we have seen that even on a technical level, what the state is doing with technical systems is really not up to the state of the art. So even before even looking into what they want to do with those systems, the very systems are not fit for purpose. On top of that, we have seen that we cannot trust companies. And thanks to everyone who has exposed. And I'm showing you these newspaper articles to show that these insights are really now perceived by the wider public. This is really having an impact in the public discourse. This is so valuable. So this community has a lot of power on many levels. And this community, our community, also has a very strong self of self-efficacy. And to put it in the words of a seven-year-old, this was Alina, who just saw some people doing something, and they went and she went over to them and asked them, "What are you changing?" So this is really about change. This is about knowing a lot of people here having knowledge which allows them to shape the world around them, to have an impact. This means we have a lot of power, extremely valuable technical knowledge, and we can put this to very good use. What you can see in the program, I would say, is sometimes also a little bit of a disconnect between a community or some people who have a stronger focus on the technical side and others who have a stronger focus on the political side. And most of the time, that makes perfect sense. But right now, as the political side is becoming more difficult, there were also various talks that actually tried to merge those two dimensions. And one of them is the one by Meredith Whittaker. And here, I mean, you know, Felix isn't here today, but he has been following all along, and so he has summarized Meredith's talk by saying that, she said, privacy is about giving all of us the space to live and love outside of patriarchal norms. It is not about owning your Facebook data. It is about rejecting the idea that humans are objects of big tech's knowledge. So by bringing together these two dimensions, the technical and the political, this is where I see this huge potential of our community, which will give us power and which is even more important today than maybe ever before since the club was created. And the other revelation, which was very widely perceived, which took place here, is, well, more on the political side. So where Correctiv showed again that, well, the AfD is not just a political party. It's not just a democratic party. And so in order to effectively merge the political and the technical, make them work together well, we really need to understand what we are dealing with, which situation we are in. And I think this has been one of the benefits of this event.
There's way too much talks to summarize all of them, but I would highlight a few that I enjoyed a lot, that I liked. There was the one, the instructions on breaking the law with the assistance of a lawyer, which was, for very good reasons, not recorded, but which was, I think, giving very helpful summaries. If you're doing things that border on the illegal, if you do things that you know are strictly illegal, how to prepare, make sure you understand the risks, make sure you have a strategy, make sure to also, in a group, talk about that. It's, the worst is if police busts you and then you're starting an infight in your group in presence of the police about who did what, right? Don't be stupid. Do OPSEC. We had a talk about the European ID, the eIDAS and EU ID wallet, which unfortunately is a step backwards in terms of technology. Now we are getting documents that are signed, so if you happen to have a new name, there's going to be a data set with the old name, with the official signature of the government still around and not being able to revoke that. The ID card in Germany has a different principle. It works on a trusted channel, so once your name changes, nobody can ever prove you ever had an old name, which I think is relevant to some people. So not enough reports about that, but for me, very important. Also very important is the talks we had about biohacking and DIY medicine. We had that in the context of access to abortion. We had that in the context of access to HRT. Again, relevant to many people and right in the focus of the fascist movements trying to take power in the world now. We had our friends, the Polish train hackers, who came here a year after and who are now head over toe in legal battles. I think they didn't know what they're getting into. They still need support, so if you can donate money for the legal defense, they're going to need that. One I enjoyed very much was the revival of a satellite that has been broken for a while, and you know, debugging the error from what you see on the wire, and then fixing stuff from the ground and getting it up again. That I enjoyed that. It was a very good technical talk. And then finally, one that barely didn't make it to the big stage, so it was on a community stage. A 14 and a 16-year-old who created a makerspace in their school. And this one for me is relevant for a number of reasons. Reason number one, why do we have that to do that as a private initiative? Why isn't that a standard? Why is our education system so broken? Number two, even if you're 14 or 16 year old, you might have something to say here. And we have a stage for you. And finally, I like that one a lot. That's a duo, Anne is singing, Der Weller is playing guitar, and they are performing chansons from 100 years ago. And the eerie thing is that their political content is still valid today. So they had one about paragraph 218, which is the abortion law in Germany. They had one about too many men, not enough women in the structures. They had one about people are being way too nice to fascists. And it's eerie how relevant those songs still are. So if you can catch them, try to see them. They're very good. So with that, time to wrap up. When I opened this, I talked about the dangerous waters we're heading towards, about the upcoming fascism. We have more problems. We have a climate catastrophe. We have a lot of the systems that are providing us with food failing. We have political failures. But I think this Congress, at least me, it has given hope, and I hope that's the same for you, that you see you're not alone, that you see there are tools you can use, that you see there's community. We are forming these communities, but also you are forming those communities. Take that wherever you are, try working on that. Form your own local communities, build resilience, and I think a lot of people feel the same about that. We're going, all going out here with more hope in our heart than we went in with. Also, in the last minute, I can let you in on the truth, why we actually have to close Congress. We have run out of LEDs for the cat ears. So with that, thank you all for coming. Hope to see you next year. Keep working on building communities. Don't forget your voice training, and see you all.